Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They get the pass in the corner. A three-point try is good. And how about Daquan Plowden, folks? Remember that name? Daquan Plowden.
Couldn't forget it.
He couldn't even remember.
He just hit another three, and he's got 16 points.
I was actually telling himself.
Bulls. Yeah. 9:56 to go. It's the Hawks 94 and the Bulls 80. We're down to a minute to go now. The Hawks are going to pull this off, folks. Keaton Wallace out on the left wing. Drives into the lane. Keaton puts it up, and good. Keaton Wallace, folks, he's got 28 points.
I love it.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Keaton Wallace, Daquan Plowden, and the College Park Skyhawks went into Chicago last night and beat the hell out of the Chicago Bulls. I guess they were missing a couple guys, but they had most of their guys. And that looks like a basketball team that has quit.
Yeah, man.
So good for the Hawks, absolutely, for winning that one. That's a couple in a row now after what was a really tough West Coast road trip. And then came home and didn't even get to play against Houston because of the snow.
Well, have they rescheduled the game yet?
I haven't seen the date for it. They will, but I haven't seen the date for it.
Okay.
Probably not a bad time to avoid Houston either because those guys are playing some great basketball.
They beat the hell out of Denver last night, dude.
January 20th. No, 28th. January 28th.
They beat the hell out of Denver, man.
Yeah.
And I'm
no, they're good.
Like, they're good.
They're good.
We already knew they had a good-ass coach. But these young players are starting to, like, Green is starting to, you know, because we knew how he's a great athlete, but he's starting to become a good basketball player.
Alperen Şengün is awesome. The Dylan Brooks thing is working.
Yep.
Like, they just, you know, and again, like you said, you know, Ime Udoka wasn't a bad coach.
He wasn't a bad coach.
He just cheated on Neil Long.
Yeah.
So they had to fire him.
Yeah. They didn't have to fire him for cheating on Nia Long. They had to fire him for cheating on Nia Long.
I know.
With old girl.
I know. Yeah. And for being, I guess, kind of a not a great person in the office and all that.
Yeah.
I just focus on the part that bothers me the most.
That is the part that bothers me also. That is very
There's really only three ways to get fired in the NBA. Star player doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't live up to expectations for long enough.
Okay.
Period of time. Or cheat on Nia Long.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to go.
Those are the ways to get fired.
Mocha, you got to go, buddy.
You got to get out of here.
Yeah, man.
And now he's in Houston, and they're really good.
They're really good. But I think the biggest thing about last night, we talked about it earlier, is like Coach Quinn's coaching his ass off, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, really is. And then, you know, it looked like.
We're finally seeing it because we were kind of like, all right, where's all this genius stuff everybody talks about?
You're like, all right, I know he looks like one.
Yeah.
You know, the glasses with the black. The
he
black
looks
polo,
very studious.
Black I mean, I mean, you know me. I be in all black a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I was the same way. Like,
I do like that he coaches in Vans sometimes. He's just over there in Vans.
Yeah, in red glass and in red frames.
Red frames.
How many pair of frames do you get?
I don't know.
I don't think it's the same one.
No, I think he probably cycles them.
All right.
Yeah.
They prescription.
I think so.
Okay.
Or you just wear them to look smart.
I think so.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a boss move.
Yeah.
That's a boss move.
That would be an interesting that would be an interesting revelation.
I know people like that. They take the glasses off and they talk like, you know how Nick Saban talks with his hands? He talks with his glasses,
uh-huh.
but he tries to put them back on when he's looking down.
Because those are readers, right? He has them just so he can read stuff up close. There was a brief period of time where like people were dressing like nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Like Russell Westbrook was doing it and other people were. They were like wearing suspenders, like looking like Urkel basically.
Okay.
It was a moment.
Yeah.
18 months.
Yeah, no.
But like people were wearing fake glasses.
Yes. I remember.
And I was like, what are we doing
here? Glasses with no lenses.
Like, when I was a kid, if you looked like that, you're having a rough time.
Yeah, beat up.
Now you're making $45 million a year dressing like that on purpose?
But that's the thing about
it. What are we doing
here? That is the thing. I remember when I was a kid, when I was younger, all I ever wanted was a pair of Dwayne Wayne glasses.
With the
flip-up.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted me a pair of those so bad.
Yeah.
I really did. And so I got a pair. I won some at a fair.
Okay.
The first flip, they broke.
I'm sure they did.
The first time I flipped them up, they broke.
Anything from a fair.
But still.
Yeah.
You want the Dwayne Wayne glasses.
You win the fish, the little goldfish at the fair.
Yeah, don't make it to the house.
Has anyone ever gotten the fair goldfish home?
The kids did. Me and Kai had a bear Finley one time.
Okay, and it was from the fair.
Yeah,
that's a miracle.
I think she was four.
Uh huh.
And we got her Finley.
That's one of the
That's
one of the hardest ages to have to bury a fish.
Oh yeah, she made me have a burial out back. I had a bear because I was going to flush him down the toilet, and she was like, "No, Daddy, I want him to be buried."
4-year-olds are very
okay, sweetheart.
4 is a tough one because they're just starting to understand.
Yes.
They have consciousness.
Yes,
but they don't have the emotional wherewithal to deal with stuff.
Yes.
So everything, you never know what the reaction's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I never have any idea what the reaction's going to be. Heartbroken over the smallest stuff, or some stuff's hilarious.
Yes.
Like, Lily will come up and tell me a secret. She loves coming up and telling me secrets. I never know what the secret's going to be. Last night, the secret was, I farted. It was a funny-ass secret. That was a good secret. And then it wasn't a secret, because everyone found out, like, 8 seconds later.
Yeah, you spanky
so. Yeah, but no, it's... I don't know how we got there, but we did.
Who's all going to play this weekend against Boston, man?
Who knows? I would imagine
because
Trey
will be back. Trey got a rib.
He got a rib contusion.
Late in the game. Okay,
yeah. He was able to finish the game. You know, DeAndre had
the foot.
So who knows?
Ricochet is an abductor.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Ricochet abductor, and we don't know what the hell's wrong with Jalen.
He's got shoulder inflammation or something. So yeah, it's all kind of mysterious. I bet Trey plays.
You think so? Okay.
I think
Boston, man.
Trey missed that one earlier against Boston.
They did.
And they won it, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They won the game.
If you can get him some rest, give him some rest. Who cares? But I think that, you know, Trey wants to be in this game because, you know, anytime you can go to Boston on a Saturday, it's a night game.
Yeah, man.
Okay, then you got to go play ball.
What's the bigger game for Trey, though? Because you're also swinging around Monday.
Wow.
What? I'm not loud. This is just my mic level. The bigger game for Trey, though, Monday at MSG?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
MLK Day at Madison Square Garden, 3:00 tip-off. That's the bigger one. But you know, and I know this is crazy because it's 2025 and we're talking about the NBA, and he's a star. He could play in both of them. He's 25.
He
so you know what I mean?
Yeah, he could.
Maybe play in both of them.
Yeah, he could. But
I know I'm saying crazy stuff.
You're saying
I'm saying crazy stuff about the NBA.
This is what they do.
Clay.
You know, I mean.
But how come his mic changed?
Yeah, I'm over here like, what the hell is going on over here? I don't need to be turned down.
No, Randy's fine.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine over here.
Abe needs to learn sign language.
No, just say.
Then he can just tell us that.
No.
Is this a good one?
Yeah. Abe said, I know sign language. Yeah, that was well done.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Or just, tap your mic when you're coming in, dog. Or something like that. Because that was hot as hell right there.
That was good.
That was hot as hell. But I mean, look, all around the league. But you can look at where this team is in the East. I mean, okay, what's the top tiers? Boston, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the top tier.
Milwaukee, Orlando.
Yeah, after that, I kind of feel like it's going to depend on health.
Because Philly is washed. Philly's done.
Yeah, they're done.
Philly is done. That was, I meant to talk about it on the podcast, was the weirdest crap last night. Okay, so... The Knicks were playing in Philly. Mm-hmm. Carl Anthony Towns didn't play last night. Mm-hmm. He had on an Eagles jacket, all right, playing for the Knicks, playing in Philadelphia. He had an Eagles jacket on, sitting on the sideline.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't care about that, whatever. Okay. But then I guess that somebody was talking about him, so he went in halftime and changed. Like, why? No, you came out there, stay funky with it. I just didn't understand. I was like... But that's Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. That sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
And then you'll take that damn jacket off, but I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, guys.
We don't care. Take it off.
And he went and took that damn jacket off.
Yeah, no, it's something that people do now. There was I think a Hawks player did it, or a Falcons player or something this year, where you had a road game and the guy grew up in the city.
Yeah.
And I think it was a Falcons player against the Eagles.
He wore
the throwback Randall Cunningham or something like that.
Oh, it was.
Was it Ray
yes.
McCloud
yes,
or something? I don't remember
yes,
who it was. But
I remember that.
They wore the throwback, and I don't know. People were mad.
I don't care about
now,
that.
Now, who are people?
I'm thinking, take it
I don't
off. Don't
know
take
who
it
people
off.
Are.
That's my thing. Don't take it off.
You made the conscious decision to wear it knowing that you're in Philadelphia.
Exactly.
So wear the jacket.
I mean, wear it proud, man.
Wear it proud.
But yeah, but I mean, when you look at the East, I mean, I'll put the Knicks where the with the Bucks and the because the Bucks in the Magic.
Yeah, I'll put them in there.
Yeah, I'll put them in there. But then, I mean, everybody else.
Pacers are playing.
The
some
Pacers
good
are playing
ball
good
right
now.
Ball
now, but yeah. They'll
play Pistons well. Are playing some good.
They're
ball.
Better than people than I thought they Dude, would be, dog.
I always thought a healthy Cade Cunningham had a chance to be a really special player.
And he's been
finally
like,
healthy.
He's finally there. He still needs some help, but this dude is really, really balling, man.
They
but
play
yeah,
some defense.
But that, and I mean, when you're young like that, if you can't have a go D up, make it harder for people to score on you and everything like that. So I mean, I put the Hawks somewhere 6-7 in that area right there,
and that's right where they yeah. are. They got the same record as the Pistons, 21-19. The Pacers are there at 22-19. I think the Magic are going to start playing.
As they get better,
a little bit better.
As they get more guys back.
Banchero's back, but again, the Wagners are both hurt, and
the Wagners,
the Wagni, they've got hurt Wagni. One of them's not coming back this year. The better one is going to come back, but who knows how long he's going to be out for? That's the thing about all of this. I think the Cavs and Celtics are clear cut above everybody else.
Yes,
I'd be shocked if that's not the Eastern Conference Finals,
right.
Barring significant injuries. The rest of these teams are all pretty similar. It just depends on who's healthy at the right time.
Yes.
Like if the playoffs were right now, the Hawks are screwed.
Yes,
because they're so banged up.
Right.
You just got to hope that, you know, you're halfway through the season. When the season ends, you have the right
guys. But are
those
other teams, like the Bucks have the best team, the best player, the best player. And yeah, The best two players.
Yeah, I still don't trust them.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't – I mean – they can go get theirs anytime. Like, I think it's everybody else you worry about.
Exactly.
It's everybody else on that team that you worry about. I don't worry about Dame and Giannis.
No.
It's just everybody else.
And it kind of seems
and
like.
And Doc Rivers.
It seems like the two of them, because it took a while, because both, you know, the injuries and all that kind of stuff, but it took a while for them to kind of figure out that partnership. It feels like it has.
Right.
Which is mostly just kind of get the hell out of the way and let Giannis do his thing, which is fine. Unless they're doing a good job of him defensively, and then Dame can kind of take over in the fourth quarter.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think the Hawks kind of fit in right there.
Right there.
So the West is weird to do. Obviously, the Thunder are way better than everybody, but.
Who's the second best team in the West?
Currently, by record, is the Rockets.
Are they the second best team in the West? I don't know, because you like Denver.
I think the Clippers are really good.
You think so?
I do.
I think they're really good. And Kawhi's back before how long?
I know they won by 60 last night, so maybe
dude,
I'm a little
when I saw
biased.
When I saw that score, dog, I was like, hold on.
Again, injuries and health are such a vital part of it. They have a great cast. Like, their supporting cast in L.A. is awesome.
Yeah.
They just need Kawhi to
And James is just – James Harden's
dude,
playing.
Dude, he's bought into that new role that they've got him playing. I think he's doing a great job. It's just – it's all about Kawhi's health because the rest of the guys around him, I love their group. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.